Hello, I'm Barry Worthington III.
And I'm Tracy.
And this is the MFG Cast.
Hi, Barry.
Hello. Today we're talking about art games. I thought I would pull out this voice. Do you like it?
No.
No, she's giving me a stank face. Okay. Where did that come from?
I changed that completely. You totally switched accents.
What was that?
Oh, and there's another one.
Barry Worthington III. Now it's back.
His head is like shaking with excitement.
Let's go to the Louvre and see Starry Night in the corner. I don't know. I don't know things about her, obviously. Yeah. Hi.
Well, see you guys later.
Yep. See ya.
Thanks a lot, Barry.
In this latest episode, we're going to be talking about a couple of games that we played recently that have to do with art.
Wait, what is this? The MFG Cast?
Yeah, I already said that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, remember the intro when I said, I'm Barry Worthington III, and this is the MFG Cast.
Okay, so that totally threw me off.
You were so thrown off, you didn't even remember
I was like,
that.
What is he doing? Well, I'm going to introduce it again. This is the MFG Cast.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and I'm Tracy, and that's Kurt,
I know.
That's not Barry.
Barry.
But not.
I only knew you.
What the heck?
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, we're going to be talking about two games that have to do with art that we've played recently. One called Sand Art and the other called Starving Artist.
Yes.
One is a very old game in our collection and one is a newer one, a recent new one.
Like hot new. Like
for us.
Just arrived yesterday new.
That's right. Woo! So which one do we want to talk about first?
What is happening with your voice?
I can do whatever I want.
I don't know if people are going to understand you.
Probably not.
I mean, they already have a hard time understanding our Midwest accents.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, let's talk about Starving Artists.
Yes. All right, cool.
Artists or
starving
artists?
Artists, yes, because you're not just one, you're multiple Starving Artists.
True, but most you can play it solo.
You can play it solo.
Okay, so Starving Artists.
Yes.
By?
Actually... It used to be by Fairway 3 Games. They sold it to Deepwater Games, who now changed their names to, I can't remember, it's like Skeleton Head or something like that. I can't remember.
They did?
They did, yeah. Yeah.
No, I meant they did. Fairway sold it to Deepwater.
Yeah.
And I knew Deepwater changed their name, but I just don't remember what they changed it to.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Okay. So... Do you know when this game came out?
Oh my god, like a million years ago? I could look it up.
It did not. It's not that old.
Oh, isn't it?
It didn't come out in like 1901 or anything.
Oh, didn't it?
That was not also a million years ago.
That it wasn't. It came out in 2017, which does seem like a very long time ago. Which it was. It's almost 10 years old.
Yeah, I was doing the math. I was like, no, that was 9 years ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time
ago. Okay, fine. That was a long time ago. Okay, yeah. So Starving Artists.
Designed by Mike Wokash.
Yeah.
Old friend of the show. We haven't talked to him in a very long time.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's doing well.
We met him in person.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Okay. We squirreled off on that, but we did meet him in person. Mm-hmm.
We also helped this game kind of come to life with the podcast, which was awesome. We even got our own special edition sent to us. We have since gotten rid of that edition because then we ordered the Kickstarter edition, which was... very fancy.
To support him.
That's right.
Yes.
Because we love awesome games.
So, Starving Artists.
Yes.
I've said that about 50 times.
Wait, what is this game?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a game.
It is.
And you're trying to continuing to feed your artist by selling your paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And how you sell your paintings is collecting cubes that are required to complete the paintings. By placing them around various areas of the
art piece.
Yeah.
Painting.
And then once you sell it, you can move your food back up on your plate. I think there's 5 spaces. So if you don't sell it in that round, you actually go hungry that, well, you don't go hungry. You're hungrier that round. So if you start at 5 and you don't sell your painting that first round, you go down to 4 and so on and so forth until either you starve or somebody sells 7 paintings.
That's for a 2-player game.
Well, that's the number that we played. So we're going to talk about that one.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that is the quickest.
Yeah. I mean, that's a
good explanation.
Name it in a nutshell.
Bing bong.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you're throwing extra cubes into this. You get to like do exchanges. If you are looking for specific colors and things like that, there's some spaces where you can put a red cube there or an orange cube or a red or a yellow cube or a wild cube or, you know, those types of things. And each art piece requires different numbers. They can be from probably like, I think I had one that was 4 mm-hmm. to like 8 or 9 cubes. And then you potentially can move up on this little track more than that.
Yeah.
Or not more than that. More points depending on like the colors of cubes or the amount of cubes. I don't know how they figure out the points for that, but.
Yeah. Yeah. It probably just depends. I would assume on how complicated the art piece is probably. Yeah. But yeah, I really like the look of the game because all the art is like on the cards are fantastic for all the art pieces.
Well, it's real art.
Mm-hmm.
Art pieces.
Yeah. They even include some like comic book art pieces in there too, which is pretty cool.
Like comic book covers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is pretty awesome.
But it ranges from, I'm not an art connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be right?
Yeah.
So it ranges from different types of art pieces from like a Monet to a Da Vinci to a
Picasso.
To comics, mm-hmm. like what Kurt said. So you see a whole bunch of different types of paintings that you're trying to complete to be able to feed yourself to not starve to win the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this game because it's just, it seems like it's more complicated than it actually is. It's very easy to learn and very easy to play. Like,
I don't think we've made it complicated.
No. But I think when it comes to a game like this, you're thinking, oh, well, it has to do with art, so it might be complicated, but it really isn't.
No.
You know?
And it's like a small, compact game, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's one necessarily that you'd want to sit around and play in line or anything like that, because you got a lot of like little tiny colored cubes and things like that.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be bad to play, like if you're having breakfast at a little diner or something,
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Wouldn't be too bad, no.
No.
No. I think the only thing we had a problem with this game is that the colors were just sometimes not as definitive as you would think they would be, like the purple and the black and stuff like that.
Yeah. Sometimes. So you would have to catch it in the correct light or hold it in your hand just the right way to tell whether it was like a violet purple or whether it was like a grayish black to know. So I don't know how it would be for somebody who's colorblind.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it was hard to even tell in the cards,
yeah.
like the different colors that you could place on there between like the blue and the violet.
Yeah.
Which was, that was interesting because I've never had a problem with that before. Yeah.
And it's funny too, because it even has a little thing on the bottom of the art piece cards or whatever that says that these color, there's potential for up to these color amount of colors or whatever. And even sometimes with that, it's like, okay, but where is it in this painting? Where is this red in comparison to the orange and
yeah,
stuff
we
like
had
that,
our faces know? Pretty close yeah. sometimes.
But
maybe it's just our old eyes.
Yeah, maybe. But that's basically the only like gripe I have about that game. Otherwise, it's a fun game to play. Before we even played it, you and I played it solo, and it's a fun little game. You take 35 cards of art pieces, and then you just play through it until you can you can see how many art pieces you can finish before you starve. And then it has a little scoring thing that says, oh, you're getting there, or
how many did you
better
finish?
Luck next time. The time I did it, I think I played it a couple of times. And I think the first time I did like 6 or 7, which was really good, but it still didn't, it still wasn't a very good score according to that thing. And then the other time I think I did like 3. And then one time I actually played it 3 times. And then one time I starved like right away. I really screwed up. But I think that was just kind of how I played.
You were very hungry.
I was very hungry.
Very hungry.
I know.
So check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. And then the other game we played was Sand Art. This was something that just...
Who's it by?
It's by 25th Century Games.
Okay. That's what I thought. This plays 2 to 4 players.
It does. Right? Yep.
Okay.
And this is one that I think popped up on my Facebook, which Facebook, how dare you? How dare you shoot these games
at me that I really want? You manipulate people all the time.
Yeah. But this one kind of seems fun because it's ear... You're basically have a little sand bottle on a little piece of your paper, on a piece of paper that you use, and you're filling up a little sand bottle with different colors to make it kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. But you have a bunch of different things going on, whether you have objectives to, at the end of the game, be the person who has the most of a specific color or specific colors to be. The person, you get points if you're the person who fills up your bottle first. Those objectives for the way the patterns fill in the bottle, are there different ones?
Yes, there are a bunch. Yeah.
So there's specific patterns that you can try to score points on, and you can score multiple as long as you don't use the same area to score again. And if you... There's some of them that if you score with the primary colors to meet the criteria, you don't score as many points as if you score with secondary colors.
Wow, I'm glad you remember that. I had to look it up because I was like, I remember primary, but I couldn't remember secondary for some reason.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Nice.
So then, and then there's also... pattern cards. So there's pattern cards that include, I think, pretty much just primary colors. And then the other cards that are more points, I think they're worth like 5 points. They're like a collaboration between both colors. I kind of got that vibe.
Yeah, because the 3-point cards, I think, are the...
Like the basic, the primaries.
The primaries, and then the 5 points are the secondary colors.
They're not all secondary, though.
They're not.
And I know that because I figured they would be, but there was some yellow, and there was some
I suppose it makes it harder then because you have to, try to filter as much as you can in there to get as many points.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you have a bunch of different types of things that you can do to be able to get points, but then on the scoring mat that Kurt was talking about where you're filling your colors for the sand bottle or...
Yeah, sand bottle.
Sand bottle.
Yep, that's what they call it.
That sounded weird. There's a section next to it for all the different colors. So you have your primary colors and you have your secondary colors. So for those who don't know what a secondary color, it would be like orange, green, purple, and...
That's it.
Oh, I wanted to see another one.
Yeah, because the primaries are yellow, green, or yellow, blue, and red.
Why did I think there was another color? Mm-mm.
There's only three primary and 3 secondary. That I do remember.
Okay, so then you have this track, and you're taking your player marker, and you're moving back and forth to decide how you want to collect colors to either convert them to secondary colors. Using this, using your player hand movement, it's legit a hand.
Yeah, because it's technically that spot is called the workshop. So you're using your hands in your workshop. Yep. I think that's kind of fun.
Yep. And then, or you're filling these bottles in your workshop to be able to use them to place sand in your sand bottle to fill it up and finish the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Super fun.
Took us way longer than they say it takes, but I think we were like trying to get a hang of like all the different objectives and things you could do. And then it started going faster. Once you get to certain points of the bottle, you get special actions. So like you can cross off an extra color you collect, or you can take an additional movement if you get there and things like that. And then it started making the game move a lot faster. It's not that it was moving slow because it was boring necessarily, but we were just kind of getting our footings.
Yeah.
I think.
Getting
our colors.
Getting used to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny too, because the thing says 25 to 45 minutes.
I don't think that would even happen if we played it again now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't think I could play that thing in 25 minutes if I did a speed round. It was like, I'm not thinking, just go.
Yeah. There's, you know? I don't know what they were thinking when they gave the time. And I know it's just a gauge, but 45 minutes would be on the,
probably on the minimum side.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, I think so. It's not like one of those like filler games.
Yeah, it isn't.
Because I don't know how long we played it. Granted, we stopped and started and we were learning it.
Yeah.
And we really had like, we were really analyzing our movements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it still took us.
It definitely took us over an hour.
I think it probably took us an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But then again, that's what happens in general. I think when you're learning games, it takes you longer.
Yeah. Yeah. This game is more complicated than I would have assumed it was.
Yeah, there was a lot to think about.
But I do really like it. I like the strategy of it because it's just like, okay, like, because you can grab so many things. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this pattern. Okay, I'm going to do these colors. Oh, wait, I have to make sure I have more of this color than the other players because I score points for those colors that I have more of. And then you've got those, what's the other thing? So you've got patterns, colors, and what are the ones on the side again? Can't remember what those are called.
Layers.
Thank you.
Sorry, it took me a little bit to
think about it. Nope, that's great. I was like, I'm never going
to think about it. But that's the thing. You, like in any game, you have to, especially when there's so many different objectives coming kind of out of everywhere, you have to almost think about which ones you want to do.
Yeah.
Or if you want to touch on all of them, like, do you make it like a happy balance? Or do you hyper focus on one and then do a little bit of everything else? Like, how is it going to pan out? So I'd be curious for us to play it again because we did only play it once and see how it turns out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, very interesting. I like the concept of it. I like that it's kind of like this little sand bottle, but it almost feels like it's a color by numbers thing, but it's very thinky too. So like it's got a lot of different things that are working well for it. It just, again, it just takes a little bit to kind of get into the rhythm of things and where you're going to go.
Especially when you have somebody you're playing with who keeps breaking their colored pencils.
Hey. That is the manufacturer's deal.
He totally wasn't even pressing hard, but he had to sharpen, I think.
All my pencils, except for one.
Yeah, I was going to say he was sharpening. I ended up having to sharpen one.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. That one was defective. The rest of them were fine.
Yeah.
But he was literally breaking every one of them.
Yeah. I'm such a dork. I was like, let's go to Michael's and get some of these in better like shape so we can not break these every time we color in the spots or whatever. But that's probably the only qualm I have about this game is that the pencil just kept breaking on me. And I know for a fact that I do press harder most of the time, but even after that one broke, I was like, okay, I'm going to take it easy. And then even then, it was just like I barely did anything and the thing freaking exploded all over the place. I think
he picked it up and it was like, boom. Yeah. So, but insane. I wouldn't be opposed to that either. But as soon as yours started like breaking, then, and they give you a pencil sharpener too, which is cool.
Yeah.
But, sorry, that was a little side note, but I hardly would touch my paper with mine because I wanted to be like, see, you're really ruining all your pencils. And then my green one broke and I was like, oh man, I suck. But whatever.
Has nothing to do with you. It's just because the pencils are a little
wacky.
Yeah, a little wacky tobacky. So yeah. But it was really nice to get both of these games to the mm-hmm. table because they fulfill that art fix or whatever, but they're also both very good games to play
mm-hmm.
and very fun to kind of get to the table. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome to do that. If you see any at your local game store, I think Starving Artist, I don't know if you'll be able to get at your local game store. That's something you might have to get online at whatever Deep Waters changed their names to now.
Yep. Or maybe at, what is it? Noble Knight?
Yeah, Noble Knight. They always have games.
They have older games
and stuff like that. Yep. Yeah,
or gently used or something like that. Yeah. We've bought games from them.
Yeah, and they've always come like spectacularly nice, even if they're worn or used or whatever you want to call that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so support that. If you can't, support local first, but then if you have to go to those other places, they'll and grab those games. And yeah, I think that's all we have to talk about for this episode. Thank you for listening. Until next time, I am Kurt.
And I'm Tracy.
And I'm Boddingworth Juding to, I don't know.
It was Barry.
I don't even remember his name.
Barry Nottingham?
Barry Nottingham the third.
I don't know what his last name was.
I don't.
And I'm Cecilia Longlegs.
Longlegs? Is that what you're going to say? Yeah. Cecilia Longlegs the first.
And for anyone that knows me, I do not have long legs.
She has the opposite, short legs.
They call me Shorty.
They call you Tracy Short Legs. And T-Rex arms. All right.
You're making me wheeze laugh.
We're going to get going. All right. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.